Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. J Maz U here. Let's get right into it with the Guan. With the Guan. Gotta get this audio out there. Gotta get my commentary, my take on things, my two cents. Gotta get it out there in the atmosphere. So today's topic is gonna be, for this podcast, you know, it's gonna be the future is here. You just can't afford it. Well, we just can't afford it because I can't afford it neither, you know, not to exclude myself. I got four things I just want to show with you, you know, share with you, you know, about the future that's coming up, and it's coming up fast, and I just want y'all to be aware of it, you know. And, you know, flying cars, you know, they coming. They are coming. They're trying. I just see GM, you know, show their electric car, that model, and the flying car model. They said it'd be for executives. Of course, it'll be expensive at first. Like, they already got flying cars. They got them in Dubai. They got flying police in Dubai on hover bikes there. You know, built upon around drone technology. You know, the blades, the four blades, the quad technology and stuff like that. But it's going to get better, you know, especially with hover, anti-gravity and stuff like that. And, you know, recently in Florida, Orlando is building flying like a Jetsons spaceport, you know, for flying cars. They're doing that, you know, for people to, you know, to ride these certain type of flying cars, you know, built by a German company. That was my alarm horn going off. Don't mind that. That was my alarm, my notification. But also, yeah, this German company is putting out flying cars that they'll be using them in Orlando in their flying car hub. You know, that's coming up real soon. And, you know, Orlando being in the middle of the state and stuff like that, and a real big tourist spot, so it'll get the people used to it and stuff like that, you know. Walt Disney area, stuff like that, it always been like a place for futuristic stuff, you know. That's what it was all about, showing you where the future could be. You know, he wanted to put that tram throughout Florida, but, you know, they wouldn't let them and stuff like that. You know, the little tram to go around the Epcot Center and stuff like that. That, you know, is at like the World's Fair or something. But anyway, also self-driving cars. Self-driving cars going to be the thing also. You know, Tesla already got them out, but it's going to, you know, expensive right now. But it's going to be for the masses. For the masses, it's going to be real cheap and inexpensive to have just a self-driving car. And you just get in the car, tell the car where you want to go, or pre-program in your GPS, and boom, there you go. Car gets you there. Or your flying car. You know, you got a choice. If you got more money, you know, I fly. I got a flying, self-driving, a self-flying car. A self-flying car. Well, you just got an electric, you know, electric self-driving car. I got a flying electric car. You know, I go, baby. I'm real important. Look at me. You know, that ego is always going to transfer and manifest in the future and stuff like that, the have and the have not. Somebody always got to show off. My rock bigger than yours, my club bigger than yours, my crew bigger than yours. Let's fight. Second thing, 3D organ printing. Now, if you ever seen this, is a picture of a rat or a mouse going around on the internet, and this actual fact, this is a lab rat. They grew an ear, or they grafted they grew an ear off his back. And they could cut it off and put it on a person, you know, if it's a genetic match and stuff. Like, they take some of your stem cells or your genetic material and they 3D print it from there, or they can graft it onto an animal and grow it and stuff. You know, that's amazing. That's coming up. They can do that now. It's just expensive. You know, the average person can't afford that. But if, you know, you lose your ear and you got money, you know, get your ear back. No problem. You know, no problem at all. Also, gene manipulation. That's a new thing. Gene splicing, you know, for the newborns and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure y'all heard about the scientists in China that, you know, had the two twins, and he genetically modified their DNA so they'd be impervious to HIV because their daddy had HIV and stuff like that. And the government found out about it and threw him in jail. You know, it's a long story, but kind of find out he had did a couple of twins, a couple of couples like this and stuff like that. He'd been gene manipulating for a minute there. So it's nothing new. Also in the news, Japan is about to allow its scientists to create hybrid human species. They're going to take human DNA and splice it with swine DNA. That sounds kind of harsh, but pig DNA or Porky Pig. They're gonna try to make a real life Porky Pig talking and whatnot. They try to make the pig people. You know, if you a sci-fi junkie, we saw this as an alternate dimension in the pig people. So we got hybrid species coming, you know, from Greek mythology. They're coming back from days of old. We're going to mess around. We're going to run into some stuff, and they trying to make it all normal. But somebody told me a long time ago, like when I was growing up messing with, you know, Masters of the Universe and stuff like that, somebody said that they are getting us used to these things, these demons, because I was like, they aliens, or they're from a different dimension and stuff like that. They ain't no demons, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, religious people call everything a demon, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, they just from a different, you know, from outer space. Oh, no, them demons. They're just getting used to it. So when you see it in reality, you ain't going to be so shocked when you see it before your eyes. So it's something to think about. But here it is. Scientists are about to create hybrid species. Now, when you say hybrid species, if you don't know what I'm talking about, we're talking about a minotaur-looking mother lover. You know what I'm saying? Somebody with a human body and a bull head. Or somebody with a pig head and a human body. You see what I'm saying? Or a pig, they got the intelligence of a human. They can talk. You see what I'm saying? Or talking dogs. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're getting into with this gene manipulation. You know, that's my alarm. You know, excuse me, Pete. I'm real important there. You know, I'm a real important VIP there, you know. But anyway, just a little short message I want to share with you. Number three, the robots. The effing robots, John. Now, these robots are going to be everywhere. I'm talking about from fast food to your grandma's house. These robots are going to be everywhere. You ain't going to be able to get a job if you want to. Because at McDonald's, only two people work there. There's a person that load the pink slime and the person that maintenance the machines. The robot hands is in there, you know, whipping up the burgers. The where you order at, that's a record. That's an AI, you know, just like the AI call you now. And you be like, hi, my name is John. I'm doing well, thank you. Like, I ain't even asked you nothing. What are you talking about? You know, that type of thing. You know, it's going to be taking your order for your burger and whatnot, you know. So you ain't baby get a job if you want to. That old Wally world, that Wally type of world. You're gonna sit back, entertain, consume. You're a parasite. You know what I mean? You know, I am too. Don't get it twisted. I'm not just talking about you, I'm talking about myself too. You know, I'm not excluding myself. We're parasites, we just consume entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Fashion, gossip, rumors, you know, everything. Sexual delights, we consume, you know, and if you can, you know, if you're a company and you can feel these delights, you know, fast food consumption, you know, calorie, sugar consumption, everything, anything, you just cater to our ego, you know what I'm saying? A little Netflix and some fish sticks, you know what I mean? You know, who don't like that? But the robots are coming, you know? The robots. I'm pretty sure y'all seen the robot to do backflips. So you don't need no police force no more. You know what I mean? You got robots that hunt you down all night, go get you warrant, bring you in without killing you. Do backflips and all. Bring you in dancing. Go to YouTube. You seen it. You know? And that's the American version. If you seen the Asian version, they got the Asian version made by Honda, I believe. It's called Asimo. You know, he playing soccer, greeting you at the door, making your coffee and everything there. You know, so... And then, you know, the robot dogs are for sale. Right now, the robot dogs are for sale. You know, they're made by Boston Dynamic. They're for sale, and they cost like $75,000. And basically, what you use these dogs for, use them, they can detect, I believe they use them for research. Not research, rescue. Like you trying to rescue somebody and rubber and stuff like that. They can, you know, detect humans and stuff. But I also know, excuse me, they use them for perimeters, you know what I'm saying? Like perimeter guard dogs and stuff like that. You know, to look around and sense who ain't supposed to be there, motion detecting and stuff like that. So they can guard a perimeter, basically. You know, you seen the other ones that rolled around. I seen a security, like it was a mall security or something. It rolled around. Somebody kicked it over. It couldn't roll no more. So, you know, wheels are obsolete. You're going to need some legs, some arms there, you know, dealing with Americans, dealing with people in general. Because these robots going to be everywhere. It's the rise of the robots, John. You know what I mean? So you got to be careful. You got to be careful out there. Just pay attention, you know, and you can get you some robot stocks. Get you some robot stocks. And that goes into number four. And the last thing I want to talk to you about real fast, and that's, you know, number four is money. BTC. Now, what's that BTC? What BTC stand for? BTC stands for Bitcoin. Bitcoin. Now, Bitcoin is a source of value. It's like digital gold. It's like something you store up. You know what I mean? You don't spend it. You don't, you know, somebody say you can buy a cup of coffee with your Bitcoin. No. I don't spend Bitcoin. I spend some Litecoin, or I spend some Bitcoin Cash or something like that, but I'm not going to spend no Bitcoin because it's a source of value. It's a digital gold. It's like what they call smart people money. They say only 1% of the people in the world own cryptocurrency or just Bitcoin. Bitcoin has a limited supply also. That's what makes it so valuable. But it's also volatile because they're what they call big whales own large shares of Bitcoin. And if any time if they pull out, it'll drop the value significantly. Like if some wallets, they got $200 million in it worth of Bitcoin. So imagine somebody say, I want to cash out, you know, I'm gonna get my $200 million or get my $500 million. That's gonna substantially affect the price. But let me tell you this, when I came in or when I got wind of Bitcoin, because I heard about it a long time ago, didn't pay attention, but then when I really got wind of it, it was at $7,000. So now, right now, as I speak, it went up to 41,000 and fell back down, hovering at 36. So still strong. And this is in the course over 2 years. So it's still strong. They're predicting one Bitcoin will cost over $1 million. You do the math. But please specifically do the math and get you some Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is better than a bank. You put money in the bank. Say you put $500 in the bank. It's just going to sit there. Interest, you ain't never going to see that interest. You're going to spend that money before you ever see some interest. Bitcoin, you put $500 in a Bitcoin wallet, I guarantee you're going to have some extra money that you can pull off and spend if you're into such things, or you just want to see it build. You know, it's like crazy that like the way it gains value. But also, it'll swing real close to the other way, to the side of the pendulum, and it'll drop. That 500 will turn into 250. And you'll be sitting there like, what? I just lost 250. You know, but you know, you got to be an investor. You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. But yeah, this has been J to the A to the Y. Check me out. This is my podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, subscribe, share, tell a friend there. Check out my merch. You know what I'm saying? I'm everywhere. J to the A. M-A-Z-Z-U. I almost forgot how to spell my own name there, but hey, it's cool. It's culture. It's down to earth. But yeah, check me out. RepublicOfHipHop.com. Check me out on Redbubble. Check me out on all the platforms. IG and what do you call it? YouTube there. I almost forgot. Yeah, I don't be on Twitter. I don't be tweeting and stuff like that. I ain't got time for all that. That's why I do the podcast. Got time to talk. Until next time, we'll come with something fresh and exciting. I'm J to the A to the Y, baby. Peace.